As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant, designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
All the audio that matters to you. Download the Odyssey app today to listen to the sports leader, The Fan, Rochester.
Dollars. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew. Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Mike Tirico with the call last night on NBC. Bets for tonight will close the show. A lot more to get to tomorrow as it concerns Super Bowl 60. I guess we scratched the surface. We got to a lot of stuff today. A lot more tomorrow, including I have my early prediction as to who's going to win Super Bowl 61. I feel really good about it, actually. And in case people missed it, Atlanta Falcons rookie pass rusher James Pierce involved in, like, a ridiculous story over the weekend. You can look it up if you want to. I think he's probably going to jail, and people can look up the story. Crashed his car into his girlfriend's car and then into a police officer's car. Not great. Andy Slater, who covers the NFL down in South Florida, James Pierce faces a minimum of 5 years in prison if he's convicted of just one of the charges against him. Not great. And just to take this into sports, the LA Rams have the Falcons' first-round pick as a result of the James Pierce trade. I'll let that hang for a second. Joining me now here on the show to help break down Super Bowl 60, we'll get his opinion on the halftime show as well, is my good friend, the very talented, the very witty, the charismatic, Will Brinson from well-bearded Will Brinson from CBS Sports on Twitter at Will Brinson. You can read all of Will's work at CBSSports.com. You can watch him on CBS Sports HQ and does a great job as a betting analyst as well for our friends at Sportsline. How's Super Bowl Sunday treat you, my friend?
Not bad. You know, I was big on the under. I thought this would be a low-scoring Super Bowl. I had Seahawks alts and the under in the game. So, I mean, pretty good. Like, you know, could have been better. Props,
so you're
props
rich.
Weren't very good. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm rich. I mean, but yeah, I mean, I was worried the Mike Vrabel factor and the fact that like Carolina hit a walk-off three to beat Duke on Saturday was like a bad omen for Drake May, like doing something magical. And the reality was it just wasn't ever going to happen, right? Like Matt Collins, RJ White, shout out to my colleague RJ White. He had Matt Collins overs. That was a great look because Matt Collins was the primary offense. But I mean, like, you know, and I was as an NC State guy, I was not like there. So I AMC'd the Pinewood Derby, which is like a Boy Scouts thing, right? And all the kids, the entire time, I was basically just heckled by Drake May fans, like young Drake May fans, all these kids wearing Drake May jerseys. Because all the Carolina fans are huge Drake May fans. So I was rooting for Seattle. So positive result, get the under, get Seattle. And I think, you know, you said it, like, I don't know that it was definitively, it was always going to be a blowout. Like, I don't think, never had a chance. My favorite stat, Nick, from Super Bowl Sunday is from Front Office Sports. Next Gen Stats tracked Bad Bunny carrying the football during the halftime show for 124.4 total yards. The Patriots had 79 rushing yards in the game. Bad Bunny outrushed the Patriots in this football game. I mean, that's and I know that New England ended up, like, Drake May isn't going to go down as the worst. It's not going to go down as the worst quarterback performance in Super Bowl history. But if they don't get those garbage time touchdown and the garbage time yards, it probably is pretty close to it. I think his shoulder was more banged up than maybe the Patriots let on.
I agree.
And
with
I think
that.
We'll see some
like,
kind
he
of
could
like,
have been bad organically. He was so bad last night that it's hard to imagine that it wasn't bothering him. I'm not making excuses for him. He was bad. It's hard to imagine it wasn't bothering him to some degree, right?
Well, and the game plan from Josh McDaniels was a lot of like really short passes really early. And I realized that, you know, Will Campbell and that left side of the line wasn't doing their job. It wasn't stopping Seattle at all. And Seattle has a great pass rush. Seattle, like an all-time defense, which is incredible that John Schneider's built up two of these defenses in the span of like a decade or whatever. But like it was very clearly they were not trying to attack downfield, couldn't attack downfield. And even like Drake May, that first pass he threw over 15 yards was an absolute moon ball that looked like, you know, 40-year-old Russell Wilson throwing it, and it went out of bounds. It wasn't close. I mean, he had and Sam Darnold wasn't great in this game either. The Patriots defense stepped up and tried to keep him in the game, but the reality was, you know, that offense with that offensive line and the issues they have there with Drake May and the issues he had, whether it's with his shoulder or the turnovers, and he's been prone to turnovers the entire postseason. With the weapons they had and the inability to run the ball, was never going to beat Seattle in that game without some really fluky stuff going New England's way. And I think Seattle knew that. I think that's why they banged out a bunch of field
that?
Goals early.
What's funny about that? Yeah. I'm curious if you, I'm guessing you agree with this. It's like Pandora's box, right? You can either shut it or you can leave it open ajar. And it felt like the Seahawks were committed to leaving it open ajar, where I couldn't believe how many times Clint Kubiak and Sam Darnold put the ball into harm's way or calling pass plays when I didn't think they needed to. Like, Darnold almost threw a pick six on the first play of the game. Now, he didn't, and he doesn't end up throwing interceptions. I don't know if it would have mattered with the way the Seahawks defense played against New England's offense. It felt there. I actually feel like there are versions of this game that are way closer because Seattle, in my opinion, was way too cavalier with the play calling, and Darnold was too cavalier with where he put the football.
If you so, I had I one of my favorite plays was Sam Darnold under 29 and a half passing attempts because I thought the game was going to go like this. If you told me Kenneth Walker ran 27 times for 135 yards against this New England defense, excuse me, and that the Patriots scored they scored 0 points before the fourth quarter, then correct. I would feel like that Sam Darnold under on the pass attempts was an absolute mortal lock because they wouldn't attempt to put it in harm's way. Now, I do think that what Kubiak and the Seahawks did from like just a game planning perspective and a game and an approach perspective to throw when New England maybe wasn't expecting it was smart in some spots, and it did keep them on their heels, and it did allow Kenneth Walker to kind of get some open yards in terms of rushing. But yeah, like that 38 passing attempts for Sam Darnold in that game is pretty wild considering how it went. And I do believe that, you know, while they did leave it ajar just because it was like, all right, like, you know, they're, you know, it's like what 12-0 and they're making the field goals. New England's not doing anything. You know, they punted on all like the first six of their possessions, I believe. yes, they left it ajar, but they were also like, we know what we have to get to win this game from an offensive perspective. And that if we get to like 19 points, there's almost no chance, given how our defense is playing, that the Patriots are going to come back. So when they scored that AJ Barner touchdown, it's 19-0. You know, that really felt like the nail in the coffin, even if the Patriots immediately got a long touchdown to Drake May after that.
Will Brinson, CBS Sports.
Matt Collins from Drake May.
Will Brinson Sorry. Here with us on the show, CBS Sports on Twitter at Will Brinson. You better, you bet, Westwood One Sports. Nick Costos here with you, presented by BetMGM. We have about 10 minutes left, Will. I have like five things I want to hit you with, so let's try and do a little lightning round here. I mentioned at the top of the show, like for you as well, it's a good betting night. Like props were good, side was good, total was good. We were both on the under. Now, for people that don't
bet, a little sweaty.
I would say you were like Patrick Ewing at the free throw line in double overtime. So, I mean, just like this was the bet was over. Like the game was over. It was a dead under. And then at the end of the game, here's the pick six. And then here's the Drake May touchdown to Matt Collins. And then we got another Patriots touchdown. Take us through the sweat at the end of the game with the under. I felt it. You did. For people that bet the game. And if you didn't bet, just think about this, right? You made a bet. It's a great bet. It's going to win. And then maybe it's not. 1 to 10, the sweatiness of the under bet last night in the waning moments of the Super Bowl.
I would say like a 7.5, maybe, just because it's the Super Bowl. And like to your point, the game was a stone cold under. Like stone cold. There is no way on earth that this game with 9 points in the first half, 12 points total, through three quarters of this game can possibly go over 45. So maybe it's like an 8.5, maybe it's a 9. I don't know. And the point, this is one of those things that we see in Super Bowls, though, where the fourth quarter can get a little bit looser. You know, you have a team that, because it's not like, it's not like it's like Pete Carroll and the Raiders against the Chiefs in week eight, like week 12, where Pete Carroll's like, you know what? I'm not even using my timeouts. We're just running the ball. This game's over. Let's get out of Dodge. This is like, it's a Super Bowl. You know, you're going to lay it all out there. And so you do see a little more desperation. You know, I knew there was going to be some dropbacks, a lot of dropbacks from Drake May in that fourth quarter, which were going to be dangerous because he was going to get pressured. And if Seattle scoops and scores, then you're in a lot of trouble. And that started to happen. So, yeah, I mean, it was hella sweaty, right? I mean, and it's one of those where, I've been able to add 29 and 13 for, like, you know, for, like, 40 years of my life or whatever it is. Like, I know that it's 42. I'm still like double checking math. Like, all right, what do I need? Like what has to happen here? Cause the side of your face is starting to turn red internally. And it's like burning a little bit. You're like, I can't believe I'm going to lose this freaking under on this absolute nonsense. And so like, I think that's the part where the sweat really kicks in when you're doing double checking your math to make sure you have enough wiggle room here.
And that's good practice, by the way, as we get set to head into conference tournaments and the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, there is no math done around the world. Grade schools, high schools, colleges, professional mathematicians, scientists. There is no math done quite like the math that you do in your head when you bet the total of a college basketball game and it's coming down the stretch. What do I need? What do I need here is absolutely the best.
You're adding two totals that are rapidly changing because it's like people are shooting and it's like especially in like a high paced game. You're adding the math on those and then you're simultaneously dividing that by the number of minutes, which is also moving at the same time and trying to figure out how many points you can allow. And then you're thinking about these freaking free throws at the end of the game. You're wondering conference tournaments and the NCAA tournament, the live math on that. Like I probably the month of March. And then, like, you know, into the beginning of April, like, you know, when you get your screen time results on like Sunday, it's like, here's what apps you've used. It's like the calculator has gone up 30% to 40% because I'm trying to do that math because I can't do it in my head because my face is burning and I'm freaking out about losing an under in a college football, a college basketball.
Will Brinson here with us on the show. We need to, Bill, we got to get a piece of imaging done for when Will comes on the show. Once upon a time in another lifetime, Will and I used to play a game on the Pick Six podcast, talking NFL for CBS Sports. The game was called Hot Take or Just Right. I'd like to play a game of Hot Take or Just Right. We've got like 6 minutes left. I'd like to hit you with a couple different things here. Numero uno, you said this earlier in the interview, so I'm guessing you think this is just right. I think it's a hot take. The Seattle Seahawks are a historically great team and historically great defense. Hot take or just right?
I think it's just Well, it's right on the border. It's a tough one because
it's a flaming hot take, man. It's on fire. It's
probably a hot take. I think defensively they might be historically good. Now, are they even as good as the last Seattle Super Bowl team? Like, probably not. Like, the Legion of Boom.
I said that earlier. I think the Legion of Boom defense is better than this defense, and that's not an insult to this defense.
No, the Legion of Boom is like up there with the 85 Bears. And we're also talking about a team that, you know, like Seattle shut down everybody in the NFL this year, with the exception, by the way, this is why, like, if you voted for Drake May for MVP instead of Matthew Stafford, you're kind of a clown today. Well, shout out to Sam Monson for saving us from, like, can you imagine if Drake May was the MVP right now? After that performance in the Super Bowl, what a joke. I mean, their schedule was so easy. Stafford carved up the Seattle defense, and I think it speaks volumes to him versus Drake May. And, like, Drake May's a really good quarterback. He's been a great player. But, yeah, like, this offense for Seattle was very good, but it wasn't. It's not, like, historic. This team can't be considered historic. It was a lesser version of what the last Seahawks team had. I mean, Kenneth Walker, awesome, but he's kind of like a beast mode light. And then Sam Darnold played a great year, had a fantastic season, but also, like, basically just Russell Wilson light in terms of being great on play action, not making, you know, he still made a bunch of mistakes in over the course of the season. And the defense, again, I think it's a great defense, and I think the special teams were elite too once they added Rashid Shaheed, but I don't think it's you're right, it's not a historic team, but I do think they're better in terms of, like, where they stack up historically than people might want to give them credit for.
Hot take or just right? The New England Patriots were not only not the best team in the AFC this season, but maybe not one of the best two teams in the AFC this season. That's out. Hot take or just right?
I think that's just right. New England, look, you got to beat who's on your schedule. And New England beat who's on their schedule. But that schedule will go down as, I think, here's your hot take. That's the easiest schedule in NFL history. Like, even you get to the playoffs and you got to play some good defenses, but you get the Chargers without both tackles. You get the Texans without Nico Collins. You get the Broncos with Jared Stidham at quarterback. And then you get absolutely slaughtered in the Super Bowl when you have to face a really good team. So, yeah, I think it's, you can easily make a case that the Patriots, and I think they got there. I think they got to the postseason and they won the AFC East by virtue of their schedule and Drake May's improvements, which were legitimate, with Josh McDaniels there, with Mike Vrabel making the team better and a really good defense. They got to the Super Bowl by virtue of Mike Vrabel going into the playoffs, knowing that he was going to sort of, like, turtle up, tighten the hatches, do whatever it is, and play great defense, run the football, keep it close, and steal games or put games away late by smart football and, like, basic fundamentals. It was Belichickian in that sense, but it wasn't going to work against a Seattle team that just overpowered them. And so, yeah, like, I think Buffalo probably gives the Seahawks. I'm not saying Buffalo is the team you're talking about.
How,
like,
could it be worse?
I think. Right. I mean, like, I think Denver at full strength with, like, Bo Nix gives them a better battle than Drake May and the Patriots did. I think Buffalo and Josh Allen, just by virtue of having Josh Allen, give them a better battle. And then I think that the Rams, if the Rams beat the Seahawks in the NFC Championship game, I think the Rams slaughter the Patriots.
Agreed. Last one for you. Not hot take or just right. A through F, 1 through 10, however you want to grade it. What did Will Brinson think of the Bad Bunny halftime show?
A C plus. I mean, like,
I gave it a C.
I enjoyed it.
I gave it a C.
Yeah, like, I thought it was entertaining. I thought it was fine. I got the exact text from my father that I thought I would get about it.
I'm guessing Will's dad is an older conservative white male from North Carolina. My guess is that your dad was locked into Kid Rock and Lee Greenwood.
I don't think he changed the channel. I just think he was a little, like, perplexed by what was going on.
Because he's proud to be an American.
I've been getting the text for the last, like, 10 years. I mean, like, he's just old, you know? Like, no offense, Dad. I think a lot of people want the halftime show to be more than what it is. It was entertaining, and Bad Bunny, like, played some good songs, and it was. I don't know any of the songs.
I don't know any of them. What do you mean the songs?
I don't know any of them. I didn't. I wasn't bothered by it. It didn't, like, you know, it didn't upset me. It didn't blow my mind. You know, like, we're never going to get a Prince Super Bowl again, or, like, you know, we're never going to get, I just don't think that the, like, mind blowing performances by, like rock concert performances are on the stage anymore. This has become, like, more theatrical. Jay-Z and Roc Nation are involved with the, they produce it. It's an Apple Music thing. Like, it's going to be what it's going to be. It's going to be, you know, like, I thought it was fine. It's fine. I enjoyed it, but I didn't, like, you know, didn't love it, didn't hate it.
Would you go to a Bad Bunny concert?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. I mean, like, it was, like, you know, especially, like, the, like, I mean, like, I don't know if you ever listened to Buena Vista Social Club, like, an old school, like, Cuban, like, jazz quartet. Like, I mean, like, it's had like some it. Of those vibes to it at very point. Yeah. They're fantastic. Yeah. So, like, yeah, I'd go to a Bad Bunny show.
And
somebody would probably be like, all right, who's the cop?
I have to tell you, we've hung out many times in person. No one is confusing you with a cop. And the other, you know, like, lots of very attractive Latin women. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Will, nothing wrong with
who's that. How much time do we have? 30 seconds? Like, what, do we have a minute?
Like a hard minute.
Yeah. Who are you? I'm not going to listen to the rest of your show. No offense. I'm going to go, like, you know, watch Bad Bunny reruns. Yeah, but the Super Bowl pick.
I think the odds are fascinating.
It's been a long time since we have seen the favorite to win the Super Bowl at 9.5 to 1 after the Super Bowl. Like, usually it's like 2 or 3 to 1, and then you have to go. You know, there's a lot of teams 40 to 1 or less. I think it's just a very interesting state of affairs in the NFL when it comes to the futures and Super Bowl betting.
We'll catch up with you down the road, my friend.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Will Brinson joining us here from CBS Sports on Twitter at Will Brinson. We'll take a break. We'll wrap up the show with all my bets for tonight right after this.
Seattle finally got their revenge. Victory against the Patriots. The Seahawks are your Super Bowl 60 champions on Westwood One Sports and the Westwood One Sports app.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Shop now for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
At Kansas City Proton Institute, we're delivering the future of cancer care with state-of-the-art proton therapy right here in KC. If you have breast, head and neck, or brain cancer, proton therapy may be a better treatment than conventional radiation. Don't wait. Get your second opinion at Kansas City Proton Institute. Come see Kansas City's largest, most experienced, and most advanced proton therapy team. Learn more at kcpi.com. Kansas City Proton Institute, where you see the best in KC.
We're a few weeks into the new year, and I want to check in. How are those lifestyle resets going? Maybe you're tightening up your exercise routine, finally learning that new skill, or attempting to eat a bit healthier. We all know that starting the year strong is a lot easier and much more delicious when you have the right fuel. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. Stay satisfied, keep your energy up, and fuel your daily routine with premium portion proteins delivered right to your door. Omaha Steaks have been America's original butcher since 1917. We're talking about five generations of uncompromising quality, backed by an unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Their variety is unmatched. From handcrafted USDA-certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, seafood, and versatile chicken, every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.